This is a question. Sunday satsang, May, whatever it is, May 12th, no, whatever, May 19th, whatever it is, May 17th, 2020. How should I dovetail my morning sadhana Gopal mantra with Radha Krishna Leela's other mantras? Well, there's Gopal mantra and chanting of the Diksha mantras. Chanting of Diksha mantras is called Mantra Mayu Upasana. And meditating on Radha Krishna's Leela is called Swarasiki Upasana. There are two different methods of worship. They are both done by the Raghunuga Sadhaka. We do Mantra Mayu Upasana, worship through the mantra, and we do Radha Krishna, Nitya Leela. So they're really different practices. So when one's doing the morning sadhana of chanting Gopal mantra and other mantras, he meditate. It's like compared to a river. You have a river like Ganga, a river is going down, and then there's branches off to the side and forms a lagoon. It's called lagoon, or like a little lake on the side of the main flow of the main river. It's like a stagnant, it's not stagnant, but it's just not moving. It's like Kaliya Daha was a little lagoon off of the main flow of the Yamuna. Like a little canal or a little on this little to the side. Like a pocket on the side of the main river. So much, the main river is Swarasiki, is meditating on the time of the day and the leelas at that time as described in Bhavanasara Sangraha, Krishna Bhavanamrita, Govinda Leelamrita, Vilakusumanji, Radharasinani, everywhere leelas are described, you can see. And so you meditate on Leela, Leela Dhyan, Leela Smaran is one practice, Swarasiki Upasana, and Mantra Maya Upasana. So mantra, you have a particular meditation. Gurudev has given a meditation for Gopal Mantra and Kayam Gayatri, and all the mantras, Diksha mantras, that was given to all the disciples. So you meditate on the meaning given there and the vision there. And also in Bhakti Sandarbha and other places, it gives, in Gopal Tapani Upanishad, gives meditations for meditating on the Gopal Mantra. In my book, my Gayatri book, there's a chapter on Gopal Mantra and Kam Gayatri. And it has meditations there, you can see, based on Prabhupada Saraswati's book, Mantra Gayatri, whatever it's called, Kam Gayatri Vyakya, and Gopal, and Vishnu Chakravarti's description of Gopal Mantra. So you can see those are fixed meditations. It's not a moving leela, it's a formation, Radha Krishna surrounded by gopis, or Krishna and Radharani together under the Bamshivachi in the banks of Yamuna, Krishna standing there surrounded by the gopis, Krishnaya, Govindaya, Gopijana, lullabies, like that. And then Kamadevaya, Krishna is a transcendental cupid of Vrindavan, he's standing next to Radharani, and she's totally attracted to his beautiful form. And the five arrows of his form and fragrance and voice and touch and taste have inundated her senses. And Krishna becomes inundated by the form and sound and smell and touch and taste of Radharani. And Krishna faints in bliss. And then he becomes Ananga. Ananga means fainting. That's the meditation of Kam Gayatri. These are fixed meditations, it's not a flowing river. It's just a lake. a lake is not flowing, it's just there, it's fixed in one place, it's not moving anywhere. So the mantra Maya Upasana is a worship where you chant the Diksha mantras and meditate on particular meditations given by the Guru. And those mantras have the power to reveal the form of Radha and Krishna or Gauranga or Guru, etc. The mantras have unlimited power. So chant the mantras, follow the meditations, and see what magic reveals itself to you.